right now. Pleased to be joined, courtesy of Epson. Exceed your vision. It is Heisman winner, College Football Hall of Famer, CFL Hall of Famer. It is Doug Flutie. Doug, welcome to SB Nation AM. How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
We appreciate your time this morning. Before we get to Epsom, I was told to remind you of some days of yore at a Delaware beach, Doug. Does Bethany Blues Barbecue and Bethany Beach basketball courts ring a bell?
Absolutely. I've spent more hours on that basketball court than anybody in history. We're like 40 years running that we go to Bethany Beach, Delaware around 4th of July week. And we had, like, I think last year, 11 rented houses, 88 people. It's like a big family reunion every year there. So we go down and play pickup ball at that basketball court every night.
It's fantastic. My co-host Tim Murray, his folks have had a house down there for nearly forever, and I've spent many a summer at Sea Colony right up the street. And even though I grew up in Philly, moved down here to suburban D.C., Bethany Beach and the Delaware Beach, it's a ritual of summer.
It really is, and all the families go back. You see the same people every year. My parents were from the Baltimore area, so we would take the drive out to Ocean City, Maryland, or near Bethany there, and so then four years later, it became Bethany Beach.
Epson's cartridge-free EcoTank printers let you save 80% of ink with low-cost replacement bottles and include up to 2 years of ink in the box so you could focus on your business. And speaking of focus, what a segue there. You could tell him in radio, Doug. Tell me about Tom Brady. You were his backup in 05. How has he changed from then to now?
The only thing that I can see is that his regimen's changed a little bit in that he's much more into being flexible and stretching and his CB12 stuff, but he was always into nutrition back then. He's always been, I played till I was 43 years old, but I got my pizza. I stopped at McDonald's on the way home. I was like, I'd eat my pancakes in the morning. Tom was a nutrition nut from way back. So, I mean, he is in phenomenal shape. He is mentally tougher than anyone I've ever been around as far as his discipline of studying as well. And, the fact that you stay in the same offense for year after year doesn't hurt either, that you can just continually build on that. But he's very competitive, always working at his game, always working on his motion, checking himself, making sure he's getting the elbow up and going over to all these little things. That here's a guy that when I got there had already won 3 Super Bowls. But he didn't like the way he was throwing a football. So he has his quarterback guru guy come over and work with him, throwing on a day off, stuff like that. He's meticulous. The guy just keeps trying to get better.
It's -7 degrees right now, Doug, in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Reminding you of, you need to tell these wimps to forget the roof for the Super Bowl. Go outside Canadian style.
All right, here you go. I was telling this story this morning as everyone was complaining it was -9 as we got in the car. We played a playoff game in Calgary, -24 at kickoff, -44 by the end of the game. There were 35-mile-an-hour winds. It was -85 wind chill, and we got a foot of snow throughout the game.
How?
So I don't want to hear it.
I know you played at Boston College, Doug, but nothing compares to Calgary in the wintertime. How do you prepare your body for that?
There's no preparing the body. There's preparing yourself going out to the field. You don't want to bulk up because you need to move and you need to run around. You need to change your layers underneath to get wet. At half, go in, get all the wet stuff off from underneath from your sweat. I learned to throw with, I found some gloves that I could throw with, and that was the savior up there. Because and it's not about keeping your hands warm; it was about keeping a consistent grip on the ball. You know, in fact, if you put these receiver gloves on that they use, your hands actually get colder because you can't rub your hands together to get them warm. So your hands will get colder, but at least you keep a consistent grip out on the field, and that was key for me. And then you run over, just get warm during the game. See, the problem in that game, it took an extended halftime to plow the field, so they shut the heaters off to save the propane. It was too cold, and the propane thickened up, and the heaters on the sideline didn't even go on in the second half.
We're talking to Doug Flutie. And, Doug, when you came back to the NFL. As Scott mentioned, you were Tom Brady's backup in 2005 and spent some time as a backup quarterback. And you always hear backup quarterbacks say, yeah, I prepare as if I'm the starter. How true is that? Because Nick Foles obviously is thrown into the fire, so to speak, late in the year, and he looks like he was ready to go. How do you, as a backup quarterback, prepare yourself week in and week out as a starter?
Well, that is the difference. The guys that stick around in this league as a backup are good at it. They're disciplined enough to make themselves prepare every week as if they were starting, because it can happen in a heartbeat. And the way to do it, I think, is you stand behind the huddle on every play and you take your read with the starter. You make sure you know the game plan right away as the starter would, and memorizing all that. A lot of times, even doing that doesn't get it done. What I would do is, after the practice, go back out on the field and run my own two-minute drill in my head and actually call plays out loud, because there's a difference between saying it to yourself in your head and being out over a ball, looking out of the field, calling it out loud, making your point. Whether you have to do those things, so you verbally are saying it, you know, and the first time that you actually yell it out is not in a game situation, because the majority of the time you're just sitting back taking mental rest. But every now and then you got to get used to calling the plays. You got to get used to yelling things out over the line of scrimmage and your checks and your audibles. All that stuff, you feel like an idiot. You're out there on the, what the hell is he doing out in the middle of the field by himself? But, you know, you've got to do some of those things.
Doug Flutie, kind enough to join us on the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Doug, before we ask you for a lean or a pick on the game, why did you team up with Epson Business Solutions?
Well, I'm a small business owner, and I've been now with Epson for 3 years, and basically they saved me a lot of money in office. If you can do your own in-house printing, postage, signage needs, top quality, and saving a buck basically in the office. My favorite thing to point out is their EcoTank system, which is a tank event that can last up to 2 years. I mean, the worst nightmare, not nightmare, but around the office, the joke is you go over to the printer and it's out of ink, you got to change cartridge, so you avoid the printer until someone else does it. You know, and people are constantly, you know, that's the biggest headache. You're always out of ink. And with this, it's up to 2 years without running out of ink.
All right, Doug, your pick for the game. I know you have Patriot and Patriot in your blood. And, Carroll County was sort of close to Pennsylvania, but then the whole Natick thing, I get where you're going here. Give it to me straight.
Well, my wife is dressed in head-to-toe Patriot gear every day this week. So, yeah, we're rooting for the Patriots. And, you know, I say this all the time, that it's not necessarily the most talented team in the world. They just find ways to win and know how to win, and they've been there before. So I would never bet against Tom Brady.
Very good. Doug, thanks so much for your time today. Follow Epson America at Twitter, at Epson America. Follow Mr. Flutie at Doug Flutie. You know how to spell his last name. Doug, appreciate the time today. Enjoy the game and stay warm.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you at the beach. Doug Flutie leaves us. Timmy, no Notre Dame questions today. Perhaps on another day we can book him for a separate chit-chat.
I think I would have got the collective eye roll on Super Bowl week if I asked Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you think about the – I want to start with Notre Dame. And I was really disappointed by Brandon Wimbush and why the maturation just didn't get there. What did you see?
What do you make about the coordinator shuffle and exactly what went on? Wait, what?
Do you think that Clark Lee can step in as Mike Elko's replacement and do a good job?
On the other side, you heard it here first. Your Big Bad Bowl predictions for the Super Bowl and beyond via the text or through Solly. Operator standing by as well, 800-777-2907. Hall of Famer Roger Staubach scheduled to appear less than an hour from now. Murray, Solly, Lynn, and you. SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.